Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got you. And I know it's going to be a lovely day.
Yeah, I mean, that's what a bye week feels like after a win like that.
Hell yeah, it does.
That was enough stress, I have to imagine, for a month of football, right? I mean, and
yeah,
you get a bye, and then you get Bama next week, so who knows?
Yeah,
right back into the stress cauldron, potentially. Rodney DeBalsey joins us on Fridays at this time to talk Georgia football, and even with Georgia having a bye tomorrow, still plenty to talk about coming out of last week. Rodney, how are you?
What up, Rod?
Doing fantastic. So much happier today than I would have been if that field goal had been made by Gilbert.
Sure.
It had been 2 weeks of everything sucks. Kill Mike Bobo. Get rid of the entire coaching staff. Georgia's terrible. It would have just been the hair pulling and gnashing of teeth would have just been awful. And right now, everybody's pretty happy. So it's a very good day. So you got to be really excited about what you saw from Gunnar Stockton and Georgia's offense. But you also have to be a little terrified of what you saw in Georgia's secondary and the fact that you're prone to give up big plays pretty quickly in the back end. So a lot for Georgia to fix in the week heading into Alabama, but a lot of confidence that there's things that Georgia can fix. And, you know, your quarterback's not as bad as everybody thought he was after the first two games. So a little good, a little bad.
What do you think about that as far as, you know, the big plays that was given up by Georgia? I mean, obviously, Kirby's a bump and run, in-your-face, man-to-man type guy. And because this team doesn't get any damn pressure or anything, Rod,
yeah.
Are you concerned about that cornerback position?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people kind of were down on Ty Simpson after the first couple of weeks. But, I mean, I think he's completing like 80-something percent of his passes. The kid's pretty good. There's a reason, you know, Alabama wanted him so much. And, you know, you kind of showed a vulnerability that Kevin DeBoer will take advantage of. He's like, okay, here's what we can do. Worst case scenario, we'll throw it up and either get a 15-yard penalty or we'll complete a long pass. So you got to be concerned about that. Georgia's going to have to do something on its scheme to maybe give yourself a little protection to those guys on the island. Maybe not do that as much. Maybe have to, you know, you've kept your safeties up to help with the run, but can't do that against Alabama. So if I'm a Georgia fan, I'm nervous. All the talk was about how bad the offense was, or, you know, how Mike Bobo couldn't call the right plays or Gunnar Stockton couldn't throw a deep. Well, I think we've asserted that that's actually not true, but we always take Kirby Smart's defenses as a given. You know, they don't give up big plays. Well, they do. So you should be very, very nervous.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's sort of my question for you coming out of that win is, do you look at it as more of a indicator that, all right, I'm nervous that the top offenses in America might be able to do this to us, or I'm optimistic because a lot of the unknowns on offense I feel better about now because they went out and scored 44 points on the road. I understand that, you know, the field goal goes in, that the outcome is different, but, I mean,
yeah.
Are you more of an optimist or a pessimist coming out of the game?
Mondays, I'm always very optimistic. By the time Friday rolls around, I'm Larry Munson, you know, in a home, you know. I'm very pessimistic by the end of the week. It's just, you know, jitters, I'll say it. But I do think that what we saw from the secondary is much more correctable than an offensive scheme that doesn't work or a quarterback that can't get it done. So everybody I've spoken to says that Georgia's issues on defense are correctable. Okay, I'll take his word. These are the same people that said, hey, Gunnar Stockton can let it fly. Georgia can run the ball. Georgia can stop the run. So I deferred to their expertise last week when I said I wasn't worried about Gunnar and all the doubters that he had. So I will refer to the same people inside the program who say, yeah, we can fix that on the back end. We don't have to worry about it too much. A couple of those were absolute gifts to Tennessee, and you're not going to have that every week. I'm like, okay, well, we saw it, and it happened, but you're telling me you can fix it, then I'll take you at your word. But having seen the optimism about Georgia's left side of the line, what it can do with its wide receivers, getting the ball to Zachariah Branch or Colby Young or London Humphreys, I'm very optimistic about Georgia's chances. I'm much more optimistic than I was. I would like to see something come out of the right side of that line. I'd be much more optimistic if Ernest Green and Juan Gaston were healthy. I would be a heck of a lot more optimistic. But that right side of the line is that's pretty rough. And for them to score 44 points, you know, with rotating guys at tackle and guard, that says something pretty good about Georgia's offense.
Well, are we optimistic who will be back first, Gaston or because this thing like this Ernest Green thing is a back. But it's like it's something that might linger for a while, right?
Yeah, I mean, it really messed him up as a freshman. It happened, the second quarter this year. Didn't play the second game. Comes back for game three. Can't go the whole time because it's so much strain. It's so much pressure. But then, Juan Gaston didn't start, but he came in. So give him 2 weeks off with that midfoot injury, and I think you might see more of Juan Gaston than Ernest Green. And Ernest will probably feel like $100 going into that Alabama game, but how long does it last?
Right.
I mean, anybody's had a back injury, you're like, hey, okay, I feel good. And you get up, you go to work, you think you don't have an issue, but then by the time lunch rolls around, you're popping 47 Advils, and hoping you don't die. So I've, we've all been there, a bad back. Backs are tricky, so we'll see.
Preaching to the choir, Roddy.
Yeah, man.
I'm sitting here readjusting throughout. I don't know what the hell happened to my back, man. A 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, I think. But sitting here very uncomfortable all week. Roddy DeBalsi joins us from UGASports.com. Let me ask you this from a big-picture perspective. I think we felt like this coming into the year. It's still very early. I don't know how many teams nationally you sort of put into the mix as far as national championship contenders. But – to me, Georgia and Tennessee both look like teams that could beat pretty much anybody any given weekend from what happened on Saturday. Is that what you saw from them, and do you put both of them in that category?
Oh, absolutely. I could see these two teams reuniting in the SEC championship game. I could see them both in the playoffs again, just like last year. But guys, just like they could beat anybody, I would give Tennessee or Georgia the chance to line up against Ohio State and win, beat Oregon, absolutely. But I also could see them losing by 3 touchdowns to either one of them. It's just that game was – it showed to me what we can expect going forward with college football. You're going to have parity, and it's going to come down to one play here or there. I mean, if you think about it from Tennessee's standpoint, they're like, look, this kid's a pretty good field goal kicker. We got back into position after they tied it up, And, I mean, it was a fluke play that it was even tied. 4th and 6, and you go to the end zone on a route that's supposed to go to Zachariah Branch, and – London Humphreys goes all Willie Mays and pulls it in over his shoulder. I mean, that's just a crazy play. And to Tennessee's mind, it shouldn't have been even tied up. But once it is tied, they drive the field and get their kicker in a position to win it, and he misses. So they should be 3-0. And Kirby Smart himself said, that they were lucky to get out of there, that Tennessee deserved to win.
So, he was lying.
Yeah, but that dude felt relieved. And if ever there was a time to use the escapes, we love to say so-and-so escapes, with a win, that would be the point. But, I mean, Ohio State hasn't blown my doors off. Oregon hasn't either. There's so much more parity now that just a couple bad plays here or there, and you get a 14-point win, either way. So it's the margin for error has never been as thin as it is now. And we're going to see that all across college football. Nobody's going to be as dominant as those old teams where you had – 5 stars waiting on the sideline to come in. I mean, think about this. Broderick Jones and Amarius Mims sat on the bench. Georgia had good players ahead of them.
Right.
So you can't do that anymore.
Hey, Rod. I know we talked dogs here, but I wonder, because I didn't know if you had spoken on this whole Dabo. It sounded to us like he was threatening Clemson. What did you think about that whole thing?
I don't know. I got some Mark Richt vibes there in his later years, when it was like, 10 wins isn't enough for you. But, I mean, even Dabo's got a much better record than Rick did. Well, eight out of 10 ACC titles isn't enough for you? to a couple titles isn't enough for you? I mean, think about Florida right now. All those people who were ready to run Dan Mullen out of there. You got to be thinking, they're like, man, maybe that wasn't a good idea. So, and he also knows that teams with all these people that want to fire their coaches, these teams don't have money like they used to. Yeah. These athletic associations now have to pay $20.5 million to their players, which, again, I'm not saying there's a problem there. That's great for the players. They deserve it. I've got no issues there. But it's not like they can write out a $20, $40, $60 million buyout. They just don't have that money anywhere. There are hiring freezes all across college football. They're cutting back a lot of positions because they have to come up with an additional $20 million every year. And if your coach has a $30, $40, $60 million buyout, you're like, no, he's good. We're not paying that. Hey, hope you win next year, brother, because we're not firing you just because Joe Duluth is ticked off. So it's not going to happen.
Joe Duluth is furious.
He's very upset right now.
it's going to look like patience, which I love. I love when organizations or programs are patient. It's not going to be. It's just going to be budgets.
It's not. Yeah, you're right. It is not patience at all. It's a hard, cold financial reality.
Yeah, that's
and,
all.
And that's
all
where we are. Yep.
Roddy DeBalsi joins us, UGASports.com. I know Randy asked you about the health of the right side of the offensive line. There's a week and a day until they play Alabama, but just health in general coming out of that win over Tennessee and obviously those guys on the line, but elsewhere also?
Elsewhere is pretty good. I mean, Dwight Phillips got banged up a little bit. A lot of guys are hurt, but there were very few injuries. So, yeah, they're, and again, I'd hate to say that on a Friday, and then we report next Tuesday what we're hearing, and it's something bad. But as right now, Georgia has been as frustrating as that right side has been with losing two guys. It's just the sheer number of players that are actually injured compared to last year is night and day, and we're seeing that. They're able to roll guys in and out, but I mean last year the list was so long,
right?
And I think this bye week comes at a perfect opportunity to get some guys healthy. And you can take those guys who are hurt and make them feel like $100. And the same thing's going on with Alabama. They're going to get some guys back. So it's going to be a clash of titans next Saturday.
Hey, Rod, the big game in the SEC this weekend, Oklahoma-Auburn. What did you think about that matchup?
I think Auburn's going to win. I'm a real big fan of Oklahoma. Love them here. But I've been a Jackson Arnold guy. And it started when Georgia went looking at him in the portal. I started talking to people in Oklahoma, and they're like, this kid was screwed over here at Oklahoma. And these are people who are big Oklahoma fans. They're like, he didn't get a fair shake. He is really good. He is going to be a monster. If Georgia gets him, you're going to love what he can do. And now I'm seeing him do that at Auburn. And, Auburn has some really issues, but I'm going to go with the kid going home who has a point to prove over the over the Oklahoma. And I know Coach Don is going to kill me for that because he's a huge Oklahoma guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to tell me I'm wrong. But I don't know. Just from the – I've watched too many movies, I guess, as a kid for the guy, who has something to prove. Maybe he goes back and gets his Rocky II moment. So
it's a great storyline. I mean, back there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly why it's not outside of Cleveland.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The next year, and it's in Oklahoma, and they've got their hot new quarterback that they're excited about. Like if Jackson Arnold's kind of built like that, then it's a big day, a big opportunity to prove it. So I know we're all looking forward to it. Roddy, thank you so much.
Yeah. Appreciate you, Rod.
Thanks, guys. Y'all take care.
Roddy DeBalsi there, UGASports.com. Georgia with a bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.